Chris, it's been a dramatic couple of days for you. Just talk me through the last couple of days.
Yeah, you know, it was a bit of a surprise there on, I believe it was Friday, we practiced, and everything was fine. I went home and got a call in the afternoon about the deal with Sheffield from my coach there, Brent Pope, and so that's kind of how that went. And you know, we were kind of negotiating how to, you know, end the deal with Cardiff and move on to Sheffield, and to, I think, pretty late hours actually, till about, I think it got solved around 1 a.m. And then they were like, well, book a flight in the morning for Belfast because we're in Belfast tomorrow. So I was on like an 8 a.m. flight to Belfast, and pretty quick turnaround, and then playing the top team in the league for a couple games. And I just played them on Tuesday too, and I was at the end of a 6-8. So it was a pretty tough week for me.
And then obviously coming straight into the lineup, straight into that kind of atmosphere. Obviously, you've played in Belfast before with Cardiff. You know what that kind of atmosphere is like. But
yep.
How do you look at the weekend now and kind of now you've had time to kind of review it?
I mean, for me, the exciting part was, I guess on Tuesday when we played Belfast in the Challenge Cup, we were with Cardiff there, we were pretty tired, and we were at the end of like a 4-5, and we ended up losing the third period pretty badly. So Cardiff's now in a tough spot in the Challenge Cup for tonight, and we lost 7-1. But on the weekend, you know, playing with Sheffield, much different lineup. I thought the first game we outplayed them. We outshot them 48-24, I believe. It was 2-1. And even the second game, we outplayed them for large chunks of the game. And, you know, maybe the second game was a little closer. But, you know, to be on a team that can, in my mind, you know, definitely beat Belfast if we're playing well, it's pretty exciting at this time of the year, considering we're still in the running for the Challenge Cup and obviously in a good position for the playoffs, being in second place right now. So definitely exciting to be on a very good hockey team right now.
What do you make of Belfast this year? Because obviously they're 19 points ahead in the league, the gap between first and second,
yeah.
Obviously Belfast and the Steelers. What have you made of their season?
I think Belfast is, you know, obviously they've got a well-built team, real solid. I think, you know, their third line there with Keith and Lloyd, you know, really make a big difference. They play a good, gritty game that you need from your third line. And then they got the scorers up front. But the big thing for them is their defensemen are just, that Elfring and Sandrock are just very tough to play against. Very mobile and move the puck well and shoot well and can, you know, box you out. Don't let you get to the net. And obviously, Murphy's had a pretty good year as well. And, you know, they're a team that's can't do anything wrong right now. And I know this is my ninth year pro. I've been on a couple teams like that where we had, you know, pretty long runs, like 29-3 or whatever, and you can't do anything wrong. I think with them, they just need a little doubt in their game right now to for another team to kind of get in there. And, you know, it's tough when things are going that well. If something goes bad and they lose a couple of games, it'll start to creep in. But unfortunately for the rest of the league, that hasn't happened to them yet. They've stayed healthy and they've kind of just, you know, gone along winning pretty much every game. I think they've only lost 5 games. So, yeah, you know, hopefully we win the ones that count in the playoffs and the Challenge Cup, I guess, against them.
Obviously, 16 games left in the kind of regular season. I think it's something like that for the Steelers. Do you think the 19-point gap for Belfast is insurmountable now? Do you think the kind of league's gone? Are you looking playoff and Challenge Cup and focusing on that now?
Well, I mean, mathematically, I suppose it's not gone, but, you know, it would take something drastic to happen there, probably. I think I was on a team once that was first place most of the season, and the last 20 games, we ended up going 10-10 and losing in the first round of the playoffs. And it just, a bit of doubt came into our game where things had been going so easily and we were winning no matter what. Like, I look at the game on Saturday where we outshot them 2-1 and completely outplayed them. They win that game 4-2, you know, and that's just a sign of them, you know, even when they aren't at their best, they're winning. So, you know, that'll change. You know, things happen. And, yeah, I mean, obviously the league would be is a lot tougher now that we didn't get those 2 wins on the weekend. But, you know, we're going to try and win every game we can here to finish the season, regardless of what they're doing.
Certainly. Chris, moving on to talk a bit about yourself, what kind of player are you?
I think for me, I just try to be a good – I'm a winger, so I try to be, you know, that guy that centermen – you know, centermen usually carry the puck and they need an outlet guy, and I'm kind of there to, you know, support them. And I think I move the puck pretty well, and In the past, I've been more of a goal scorer, not so much the last two seasons. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, playing with Mac Faulkner. He's arguably the best goal scorer in the league. And, you know, for me, I just, you know, my role was to get him the puck, and you know, he doesn't miss very often. So, you know, it was fun playing with him. He's my best friend. And, you know, I think for here it's going to be probably a little different role for me, playing with different players. I'm going to have to see where I end up fitting in here, and I'm just going to try my best to do what I do best.
Certainly, when you look at your assist record over the last couple of seasons, you know, the role of provider, you can definitely see that's where you fit into the team at Cardiff. Obviously, Sheffield have lost a proven goal scorer in Rob Siriani. So is that something that you're looking to rediscover, that kind of goal scoring form again?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had been in Cardiff too. It wasn't like I didn't want to score goals or anything, but, you know, scoring goals is a funny thing. It's, you know, it's a lot of confidence. It's a lot of luck. It's a lot of things. It's a mindset. And, you know, maybe I was guilty of being a little bit in the mindset of, you know, move the puck to my teammates and you know, setting them up, as opposed to, you know, finding the open area myself and taking the onus to take the shot myself. And I think that's something that Doug wants me to get back for sure. I think that's part of the reason why he brought me in. And I know I'm capable of doing it. I mean, I had, you know, I had a pretty good playoff last year in the final four games and kind of found my groove there. And hopefully, in my career, I usually play better down the stretch run. So hopefully that happens again here and we can win a couple of trophies.
Certainly. How important do you think it's been? Obviously, you're a player that's kind of very familiar with the Elite League. How crucial do you think that was to kind of you being brought in? And how important do you think that's for you, yourself as a player, to kind of hit the ground running?
Yeah, I think it's important. I think, you know, whenever you go to a new team, there's a lot of nerves. Like, I, you know, right now I kind of feel almost like a rookie, kind of, even though I have been in the league for a while. You know, you're on a new team, meeting new guys, trying to learn how they play and what they do, and just learning the ins and outs of being a Sheffield Steeler. And, you know, I think, you know, obviously knowing the league, you can kind of know what to expect from other teams, but it's right now for me, it's more about learning, you know, how we dug systems here and how the guys play and what to expect day in and day out here. And just kind of find, when you get to that point, when you know the system, you don't have to think about it. I think, you know, going into Belfast there was a really tough test for my first two games as a Steeler, where I'm learning the new systems and all the new plays and trying to also produce at the same time against arguably the best team in the league. So I'm looking forward to, you know, getting a practice in this week and getting more comfortable with everything and, you know, having a big weekend against Nottingham and Coventry.
It was certainly a baptism of fire, wasn't it? Did you speak to any of the kind of existing Steelers, any of the guys in the squad before making the move from Cardiff to Sheffield? Or like you said, was it so late in the day that it was just kind of, you just didn't have time really?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I for the last couple of weeks, I kind of had a feeling something might be up just based off of certain things that happened. And I had talked to, you know, I think Phil Hill I talked to about what it's like in Sheffield, and, you know, he told me all about it, and he really enjoys it here, and obviously he came from Cardiff too, and I know they were kind of, I think Cardiff was kind of back and forth on what they wanted to do, why they wanted to keep guys or release guys. I mean, after the game in Fife, we were all told that no one was going to be released, so I think after that, I think everyone thought that, you know, everything was going to be okay to finish the year. And we had that big loss in Belfast in the Challenge Cup, and I think that kind of changed the owners change their mind again. So everyone else was kind of back on the chopping block, I guess, again. But you know, for me, I suppose, you know, they kind of said it was more of a, they liking it as a trade rather than release and sign with in Sheffield. But this is the first time I've ever been traded in my career, and it's actually a league that doesn't have trades. So I don't know how to actually figure out what exactly happened there, but I'm just really happy to be in Sheffield.
How frustrating was that situation in Cardiff? Because, you know, going from that Fife game, I think you scored the overtime winner in that game, and then to kind of guys to be left out over the weekend. It just, for people that might not know, just explain what the kind of situation was there.
Yeah, you know, it's been a tough year in Cardiff for a lot of reasons. You know, obviously, I signed back to play for Jared Adams and Neil Francis, and unfortunately, everyone knows what happened with them pretty early in the season, and then we had the new guy in there, and, you know, he saw things a lot differently than they did, and you know, that's their prerogative. Obviously, he's the manager, and he can do what he wants, and the owner can do what he wants. It's his team, but, you know, as far as, like, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of back and forth between, like, you know, they would say, you know, everyone's job's safe now, and then, like, 2 days later, like, you're gone, right? So I guess there's a lot of confusion there. There's a lot of, perhaps maybe they shouldn't have made those promises they couldn't keep in hindsight. Why that happened 3 or 4 times throughout the season, I don't know. It's, you know, obviously, it was just been a really tough year. And, yeah, that game in Fife, I knew I had to play well, basically, because the night before I was a healthy scratch for the first time in my career in the Elite League, and which came to a surprise to me as well. So I think we ended up winning the game 4-3, and our line got all 4 goals, including the overtime winner. So I think we thought we were good. And then he said after the game everything was fine. And then, obviously, a few days later, I'm in Sheffield. So, you know, it's pro hockey. Things change in a hurry. You know, Paul Reagan and Brent Pope run the team, and they can do whatever they feel is right. And, you know, I wish them the best of luck going forward. And I'm just, you know, it's too bad I'm not a part of their plans. But, you know, I'm really excited that Sheffield was interested in me. And I'm going from an 8th-place team to a 2nd-place team. So, for me, it's, you know, I'm kind of the lucky one that kind of got to get out there and get to a really good team. So I'm just, for me, my focus now is on Sheffield and doing what I can to help them. And you know, the light at the end of the tunnel for me would be to win a couple of trophies. Certainly. Considering how the year's gone, you know?
Certainly. Obviously, talking about kind of Doug Christensen as a head coach, obviously he's also kind of Team GB head coach.
Yeah.
I understand in the past you've made it known that you'd like to represent GB. So is that something that you see yourself working with Doug, that maybe you can make that kind of jump to representing Team GB?
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't, you know, I didn't come to Sheffield to make Team GB. Like, I know that's kind of how the press release was worded. For me, I mean, you don't have to play in Sheffield to play for Team GB. It's about, you know, if Doug feels you're good enough, regardless of what team, Doug's professional, I'm sure he'll pick the best players to go. And, you know, me coming here does not guarantee that either. So, but yeah, definitely coming back to Britain this year. The main reason was to get my eligibility. I need to play 2 full years because I do have a passport because my father was born in England. So that, for me, that is a career goal of mine, to play in the World Championship in Britain. That would be a tremendous honor.
And so that's something that's certainly kind of on your aspiration list, kind of long-term, to represent Team GB then?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought I'd be eligible for the Worlds this year, but apparently there's a 24-month rule, so I'm actually not eligible until next season's international tournaments. But yeah, no, it's definitely something I'm looking forward to being a part of next year. Obviously, it requires me to play well, which, you know, I'm going to do my best to do. And, you know, if Doug feels I'd be a good fit for Team GB and I could help them out, then 100% I'd be honored to be a part of that team.
Obviously, you're an experienced player in the Elite League. In fact, I think Saturday is your 100th game in the Elite League, as I was looking through the stats earlier on. Were you kind of aware of that? Or
you know, I have seen on Twitter, they always have those EIHL stats or whatever, they tag guys in it sometimes. So I have seen a couple times where, you know, you might be coming up on a milestone or whatever. And, you know, coming in, coming from Europe, I came here for the school package, and I didn't know what to expect. And I've been pleasantly surprised with how good the league has gotten. I think it's got even better this year. You hear a lot of things about how the league is and how guys do here. And I just think that, you know, it's one of the best leagues I've played in Europe. I played in the German league, in Denmark and Italy. And I think, you know, especially the top teams in this league could take on any of those teams and beat them for sure. So why it doesn't have the respect that the other leagues may do in Europe, I'm not sure, but it's definitely going in the right direction. And to come here, I'm pretty excited to be a part of the Nottingham-Sheffield rivalry. I heard, you know, Nottingham is going to sell that game on Saturday, which is something I haven't experienced yet in this league. So pretty excited for that as well.
Certainly. What are your kind of thoughts ahead of that game, that big kind of rivalry Nottingham-Sheffield game?
Well, it's a huge, regardless of, you know, how many people are there, and it's a huge game for us. I mean, I think they're, I haven't looked at the standings today, I think they're right behind us, so obviously that's a huge game we got to win, and you know, and also going into the Challenge Cup we have coming up against them, right? So you want to make sure that they know that we're there to play and we're there to win.
Has it been hammered home to you, the kind of rivalry? I know, obviously, you're already kind of speaking about it, but have the guys and Doug mentioned it to you?
No, not really. I mean, I don't know. I feel like pretty much most teams hate each other in this league. There's a lot of love lost between a lot of the teams, so especially when I was in Cardiff there. So I'm excited to see how intense the game. To be fair, the games in Belfast were that was like another level, I thought, compared to other games I've played since I've been here. I just felt like both teams were just so good, and it was just a different game, a different feel. Like, we joked about it last year, with some teams you play, it's almost like two different leagues, but I think that's getting less and less as going on to this year, where, you know, the teams in the Northern Conference have improved tremendously over the past few years, and now I guess a few years ago the guys were saying they beat those Northern Conference teams 10-0 some nights, and you know, now you're in a tough game pretty much no matter who you're playing, but certainly when it's two top teams going against each other like that, it was pretty fun to be a part of.
And then obviously you've got your kind of home debut on Coventry on Sunday. What are your feelings about that one?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them this year. They've got a pretty good team. They're an interesting team. There are a couple of guys that can really put the puck in it up front, and you know, I just practicing with Sheffield today and looking how intense the guys are in practice, and you know, how good all the players are too. I just I'm really excited to be a part of this team and see what we can do against the rest of the league here. I mean, obviously Belfast was the first place team, and I thought, you know, it could have went either way on both games, especially on Saturday where we outplayed them. So I'm really excited to see what we can do against the other teams in this league, for sure.